on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is prepping for his first address to the nation since he announced he was dropping his bid for re-election Sunday. He'll speak from the Oval Office tonight. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
The president returned here to the White House to a very different political reality than when he left. And aides tell me that Biden wants to use his speech to lay out what he plans to do with his final 6 months in office.
Donations continue to pour into Kamala Harris' new presidential coffers. The campaign reports $126 million raised since Sunday now, and the opposition is digging in. CBS's Robert Costa.
Congressional Republicans have already made sharp comments alluding to Harris's race. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett has used the term DEI, which stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
100%. She was a DEI hire.
DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison says,
we are going to make sure that the American people understand who is the party of intolerance.
Some Democrats say they'll boycott the Israeli prime minister's speech to Congress today. It's expected to draw crowds of protesters outside, too, demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. WUSA-TV's Katie Lusso says security will be tight.
U.S. Capitol Police say they've been working around the clock to prepare for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit. While they wouldn't go into specifics, they confirmed this included bringing in officers from outside agencies, including the New York City Police Department.
Netanyahu is also expected to meet with President Biden and former President Trump. Developing news from Nepal, 18 people have been killed. The pilot, the lone survivor, after a plane crashed just after takeoff from the airport in Kathmandu. The area is inside a valley surrounded by mountains. Visibility across the capital was low at the time of the crash. Emotional apologies after damning findings on child abuse overseas.
As survivors watched and sang from the gallery, New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon promised reforms and acknowledged the magnitude of the abuse.
And while we can never make right the harm that survivors experience, the government must be accountable and support survivors.
The opposition party acknowledging it had failed to do enough when it was in power.
This must be bigger than politics.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Samsung unveiling new stuff today. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
One of the more interesting things Samsung is releasing is this ring sensor, which is part of a growing trend of wearable technology that's a little less conspicuous than devices like smartwatches or smart glasses.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Board supervisor gave up his seat to become the temporary chief of the county. The Racine County Board unanimously approved the appointment of Thomas Roanhouse as interim county executive last night. To take the role, he had to resign as the 18th district supervisor. Roanhouse has a 15-year track record in county public service, including roles as county board supervisor and chairman. The interim executive will serve until December 19th, when a special election will determine the new county executive. It's a result of the untimely passing of Jonathan Delagrave. Two men are in serious condition following a boat explosion on Lake Michigan yesterday. It happened near Waukegan in the afternoon, with rescue teams finding a 25-foot powerboat engulfed in flames. The Coast Guard and the Illinois DNR Conservation Police were part of the response. A former Case High School event staff worker has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Justin Lizema, who pleaded guilty to sexual assault charges in May, was accused of giving the student a ride home, giving her marijuana, and then sexually assaulting her. Kamala Harris launched her presidential campaign with a rousing rally at West Allis Central High School yesterday. Her speech covered topics like abortion, unions, and expanded government programs. The Secret Service was patting people down as the director of that agency stepped down yesterday. She had been under fire for the coverage that almost led to the assassination of former President Trump. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin. And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Tarang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know, but, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. Good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 by Friday. Sunny, a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
A lot of movies I see, it doesn't seem like they care if we can even follow the plot. I'm the kind of guy, I have a lot of trouble with these movies like Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible. I'm the guy you always see in the parking lot after the movie talking with his friends going, oh, you mean that was the same guy from the beginning? Oh, that's why after he stole the money, he had the fake nose and the beard and then he didn't. Oh! Did you enjoy the movie? Yes, I'm enjoying it here in the parking lot. But in there, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Nobody will explain anything to you in a movie theater once you get confused. What is happening now? Shh. Just pay attention. Why did they kill that guy? I thought he was with them. They had to. Would you just watch the movie? I am watching the movie. I don't understand anything. You know as much as I do. I know nothing. Is this a space movie? Is it a Western? I am lost in this movie. I hate this movie.
Yes, sir. Stevie Wonder, Uptight. Everything is all right. There was a movie in 1968 called Uptight. It was a remake of The Informer. And this song, I wonder if this song was even used in the movie. Yeah, Uptight. I forget who the star of it was. But yeah, it was a remake of the picture of The Informer. I don't know if I ever got to see that. I got to check to see if that's available on DVD. I know it's not available streaming, so I got to see if it's available on DVD or not. Hey, I'm Don Rosen, 611. Good morning. Local news and tablets hit to WRJN and 15th Alder. Corey Sebastian going to be in here at 7 o'clock this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, talking about her district, the city of Racine, and everything that's going on. We'll find out all about our 15th district alder, Corey Sebastian, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning right here at WRJN. We have a sunshiny day planned today with a high near 74, cleared, mostly cleared tonight, low 64. Sunny tomorrow, high 76. Right now it's cloudy, gloomy out there, 68 degrees at Radio Park with Rolling Stones, Hot Dog Woman, WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, try to explain this to someone back in the 1970s. According to new research, the average American spends 54 hours a year online shopping. That's an hour a week or almost 2.5 full days every year. You think someone back in the 1970s wouldn't understand the concept of online shopping? Here's Sam and Dave.
I'm a soul man.
Sam and Dave, So Man. Remember when the Blues Brothers did that? Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, So Man. They actually had a hit record with it. Who knew that was going to happen? It's 617 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits here on your today's Wednesday, Hump Day, July 24th. In a new poll, 33% of Americans say they believe they have an idea that can make them wealthy. Now, they won't tell us what their ideas are, but all right. That's one-third of Americans think they could be rich with those ideas they're having. 19% said they have a feeling deep in their bones that one day they're going to win big with the lottery. I have one thing to say about that. Don't hold your breath. Most people never, ever, ever win it. Maybe they'll win $4. If you're lucky, maybe $10. Be happy with the $4, though, right? 617 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Looks like sunshine today with a high near 74. Clear tonight. Lows around 64. Tomorrow, sunny again. Highs near 76. No rain in the forecast. To look at your window now, you'd swear it was going to rain, but it's not. Cloudy, 68 degrees here at Radio Park.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, general manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So who's this song about? It's either about Warren Beatty or Mick Jagger. Now, she did whisper in someone's ear once who it's about, but they're sworn to secrecy. I don't know. I think Mick Jagger. Could be Warren Beatty, though. Carly Simon, You're So Vain.
You walked into the party like you were walking out.
in 1972 when that song came out. How many people in Carly Simon's life thought that song was about them? All these people go, I think it's about me. No, it's about me. No, I remember it's about me. No, it's not about you two. It's about me. You had to know that stuff was going on back in 1972, huh? All right. Twisters, a huge hit at the box office this past weekend. Apparently, it's a good movie, too, enough to make the best disaster movies of all time list. Here are the top five. Number five, Armageddon from 1998. Twisters, currently out now. Number three, the original Twister from 1996. Number two, The Poseidon Adventure. And number one, the disaster movie that starred Paul Newman and Steve McQueen, The Towering Inferno. There you go. And speaking about Twisters, here at WRJN, where you'll find local news and timeless hits, here's the Fat Man. Here's Chevy Checker.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist time is here. Be around and round and up and down we go.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Board supervisor gave up his seat to become the temporary chief of the county. The Racine County Board unanimously approved the appointment of Thomas Roanhouse as interim county executive last night. To take the role, he had to resign as the 18th district supervisor. Roanhouse has a 15-year track record in county public service, including roles as county board supervisor and chairman. The interim executive will serve until December 19th, when a special election will determine the new county executive. It's a result of the untimely passing of Jonathan Delagrave. Two men are in serious condition following a boat explosion on Lake Michigan yesterday. It happened near Waukegan in the afternoon, with rescue teams finding a 25-foot powerboat engulfed in flames. The Coast Guard and the Illinois DNR Conservation Police were part of the response. A former Case High School event staff worker has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Justin Lizema, who pleaded guilty to sexual assault charges in May, was accused of giving the student a ride home, giving her marijuana, and then sexually assaulting her. Kamala Harris launched her presidential campaign with a rousing rally at West Allis Central High School yesterday. Her speech covered topics like abortion, unions, and expanded government programs. The Secret Service was patting people down as the director of that agency stepped down yesterday. She had been under fire for the coverage that almost led to the assassination of former President Trump. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Soybean markets rallied Tuesday, and we finally saw some demand kick into the market, which has helped with pricing. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, says that it's not so much about the supply right now, but rather the demand and buying into the marketplace to help turn the market around. And while these rallies are good, he says the catch is, are we going to be able to hang on to them?
You know, the worst part about this right now, you know, we still have a lot of supply here for both corn and soybeans. We're also hitting that key window where producers have old crop supplies in the bin. They need to make a decision whether they're going to push it out. Obviously, with the way crops look and the crop conditions, and I think most are counting on a fairly decent harvest, to, you know, and even with the areas of weakness, that some supplies are going to have to move. We typically see that in, you know, August into September. That could be the limiting factor here. All of a sudden, we get a nice little price bump. Producer says, shoot, I just picked up 30 cents a bushel on beans yesterday. Let's get some moving here, and that could quickly limit these rallies.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 4.75. That's down 1.75. And new crop corn is trading at 4.16, down 1.25. Beans are trading at 11.12.5. That's down 5 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 10.68¾. And that is down 3¾. And wheat is trading at 5.40¼. And that is down 2.5 cents. On the dairy side of things, August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 20.39 a hundredweight. That's up 13 cents. And September milk has no change and is trading at 21.05. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 196. That was up 3.5 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 193, up 5.5. And the AA butter had no change and closed at 307.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Such an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 by Friday. Sunny, a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Technology's moving so fast. And there's times when you feel like you're on top of it. And then there's times when you feel like that friend with the flip phone. We all have the friend or relative with a flip phone. You're like, where'd you get that? Do you use that to call the past? But there's definitely moments when I'm the person with the flip phone. Like, I have a landline. Some of you are like, what's a landline? No one wants to admit they have a landline. It's like discovering you're still paying for AOL. Here's how I justify having a landline. I'm like, well, I need a landline in case all the cell towers go out, and then I could call no one. Our landline will ring. My wife and I, we won't even move to answer it. Well, it's obviously not for us. It's like paying a stranger $10 a month to interrupt dinner.
Treat me bad.
Check this out. California Pizza Kitchen offering everyone half off macaroni and cheese after a woman went viral on her TikTok account about how she ordered mac and cheese and only got the cheese. She's getting free food for a year. Happened to me once with SpaghettiOs years and years ago. I bought a can of SpaghettiOs and all I got was the sauce. There was no SpaghettiOs in the can of sauce. They didn't offer me anything free though. Here comes my baby. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't want your picture taken? A lot of people don't want that. Want to be invisible in a picture? University of Michigan engineers created a camera that can hide people in photos and videos by replacing them with animated stick figures. That's what I'm looking for.
Ba 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 ran. Ba 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 ran. Oh ba 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 ran.
to a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
For a mostly sunny day today, highs near 74, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 68 degrees right here in Radio Park with Billy Joe Royal. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Down in the boondocks.
It's at WRJN at 6:45 on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day today. Boy, these weeks are flying by. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I'm telling you, I thought it was Wednesday yesterday. All right, got a feel-good story for you right now. You ready for this? A police dog in North Carolina helped a little lost boy home after someone spotted him walking down the road all alone this month. The kid is around 6 years old, but he couldn't tell the cops where he lived because he's autistic and nonverbal. They decided to see if a bloodhound named Remy could do a reverse canine track, which isn't done often. It's where they work backwards and try to find out where a person was instead of where they are. In 15 minutes, Remy found the kid's house a half mile away. It turned out he snuck out of his house. His parents had no idea, but Remy got him home again. Doesn't that feel good story? I saw another story about an autistic girl who was nonverbal. They had it on ABC World News yesterday.
this girl, she never talked. She could talk, but she never did around her mother. Never told her mother she loved her because she just didn't talk around her mother. So her mother tried something. The mother gave the little girl a camera. She was about 4 years old. Gave her a camera to walk around and just take pictures in this meadow. And the little girl started describing what she saw. She said, oh, there's a beautiful flower. There's, ooh, a beautiful tree. And there's my beautiful mother. I love my mother more than anything in the world. I love my mother. That was the first time her mother, when she played back the camera video, that she ever heard her daughter say, I love you. She felt more comfortable talking alone with nobody around than with people in the room. And her mother heard her say, I love you. Isn't that something? I get a teary-eyed when I saw that story. I can see David Muir was getting a little misty-eyed, too, when he saw that. 647 WRJN. We have 15th District Alder Corey Sebastian coming in the 7 o'clock hour today. So talk about her district and a few other things as well. It's all coming up here with local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of one eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Seen enough.
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Sunny day today, mostly sunny with a high near 74. I don't know when the sunshine's coming in because right now it's pretty cloudy out there. Mostly clear tonight, low 64. Sunshine again tomorrow with a high near 76. I guess my excuses for not mowing the lawn are running out. Cloudy, 68 degrees right here at Radio Park. 656. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Back from the 70s, east of the Spinners. Could it be I'm falling in love?
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange. So helpless too, that ding dong.
Rogers, local news, timeless hits at WRJ and 659. We'll check news coming up in just a moment here. You watching too many Godfather movies like me? Are you worried about mob hits when you're sitting at home, looking out the window, saying, I heard a car go by? There's a home for sale in Ohio where every surface is covered with expensive bulletproof Lexan. That is what Bugsy Siegel needed. You know the story about Bugsy Siegel? He's the one who made Vegas what it is today with casinos and everything. Well, the mob was kind of mad at him because they thought he was skimming and he wasn't really paying him what he should be paying. So they shut up his house when he was sitting in his living room couch. Now, if he had Lexan, this all would have been a different story. They wouldn't have gotten him. 7 o'clock on the knock at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Let's check news right now.